Hey, welcome in, Shane. Hey, Lucky. How y'all doing? Trying to get all this started, man. Y'all hear that big gush of air? What's up, Lou Rock? What that is.
Hello there, and welcome to the brilliance of Caps. I hope everyone's doing fucking well. We're gonna have a good trivia show here. Yeah, and all right, Shane, I hope you're doing good. Hello, Lou Rock. Yeah, hello, everybody. I hope you like the show. All the motherfuckers in here. So, yeah, man. I hope you're doing very well.
I don't know, man. It's a big rush here.
Ah, don't worry about it, bro. You are here now. That's all that matters. Hello, looking me. I hope you're doing very well. Enough love to you all. Enough love to you all. So, let's put a song on when you're ready, Russell, me fellas.
Oh, yeah.
Let's try and get some motherfuckers in here. Hello, Sue. I hope you're doing very well. Hello, Paul. Yeah. Everyone, share the show, please. Share the show. Eat it. Eat it. Right, everyone in the chat, I need you to work with us and put a one in the chat if you want to play trivia so we can take your names down. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I have no idea where the air is coming from.
The cicadas, bro.
Yeah, it is. It's the sound of the cicadas. picked up on the microphone.
It's fine. There's no problem. There's no problem.
Anyway, I'm gonna play another song. See who else we can get in here real quick. And
Yep. Everyone, put one in the chat if you want to play, please.
Hey, Shorty V, good to see you. Go ahead and say hey to all those that have joined us. Oak, nondescript guy, good to see you. Nightingale, Rhonda, Shane, Shorty V, Sue, Paul, Lucky Me, Aura. Good to see all y'all in here. Thank y'all for joining us. Go ahead and hit that one in that chat. Yeah. And join us, man. Play some chat with us.
Play some trivia with us, you mean?
What'd I say?
Some chat with us.
Oh, yeah, we'll play some chat with us, too. Whatever.
Hey, now. Do it all. You know what we mean.
We do it all. Remember, this is the start of
it's
May.
All good.
So, the winner of today's contest will be eligible for the Illuminated Brilliance, a Caps t-shirt, the new middle t-shirt that's coming out, a bumper sticker for your shit. We got all that coming to you, and a Cuban cigar. So make sure you join in, play the trivia, and get in on the prizes.
I miss Sue. Right, love. Caps, you winker.
Nightingale, you're playing.
Hello, woman.
Hey, Angel Bear, Naveen, Nondescript, y'all go ahead and hit a one down there in the chat so we know if y'all playing the trivia with us or not. Love to have you. Great prizes are up for grabs. So join in.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate that.
Can go on the panel chain like me. You just can't put your answers up there if you want to phone in.
Gained a couple, lost a couple. I don't know what happened, but
Thank you for playing.
We got how many playing right now? We got in here about 7 in here right now. So sorry about the cicadas in the background. I know y'all can hear all that. I apologize.
You've got 10 in the room at the moment.
Right. You got me, you, and Cat's not playing. I'll have about 7 playing.
Riku, is he still there? Is he playing? Riku, no.
I didn't see Riku come in.
Yeah, he came in. Yeah. So let me tell you, I've got Shane, Lucky Me, Nightingale, Rhonda, Paul, Shorty. Who have I missed out?
That's all. I see. I got a nondescript guy in here.
Oh, your bloody name, stupid idiots. Oh, short enough.
Oh, no, that's it. No, nondescript logic.
Where's Ellie then?
Who? Ellie?
Ellie?
I don't know.
Who the fuck is Ellie? Where?
Here, I'll share it with her.
I've shared it with her.
I left the closet unlocked. She should have been able to get out.
Let's put another song on and see what goes on, and then we'll see what goes on. We'll see what's going on for everyone who don't know that phrase. We'll
I'll just take the piss out of you.
Fuck you, bitch. Call the cops. Oh, fuck. Fucking Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Shake, Sinora, shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time. My girl's name is Sonora, I tell your friends I adore her. And when she dances, oh brother, she's a hurricane in all kinds of weather. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body on time. Whoop! Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Whoop! Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work
your
body line.
Yo, what's up, Ash?
Work, work,
welcome
work,
in, brother.
Sinora, work it all the time. You can talk about cha-cha, tango, waltz, or the rumba. Sinora's dance has no title.
What's up, William? How you doing, brother?
Hold on to the bridle, jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line.
I'm going to mark Ash and William down. Go ahead and put a one in that chat so we know you're playing the trivia contest, guys.
Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line. Yeah. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time.
I should play the
Sinora,
damn trivia, man.
Sensation, the reason for
I got prizes up for grabs, man. Win yourself an Illuminated Brilliance and Cap like shirt. Win yourself a middle t-shirt.
Okay,
you know,
I
we got you, man.
Heist those skirts a little higher, jump in the line, rock your body on time. Off the chimney, jump in the line, rock your body on time. Yes, shake, 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 Sinora. Shake your body line. Work, 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 Sinora. Work it all the time. Dance, 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 Sinora. Dance it all the time.
How your man gave you gonna leave?
Work, 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 Sinora.
Hey, welcome back in anyway.
Work it all the time. Sinora dances calypso. Left to right is the tempo, and when she gets the sensation, she go up in the air, come down in slow motion. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body in time. Somebody help me! Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body in time. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora.
Alright, Ashton came in and left because, you know, Ashton play a trivia. He can't be bothered to do anything besides comb out his hairline, but,
Right.
I guess we got everyone locked in. Yeah, we got everybody locked in, I think.
Yeah. They're calling. You know they're coming for the fourth question.
Here we go then. So, let's go with the first question then. So, it's going to be easy. It's going to be simple. What is the longest bone in the human body?
My dick!
Ha 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 ha.
Nobody was laughing. I was just going to let it sit there, too. I wasn't going to say nothing else afterwards.
No, brilliant. Brilliant actors and stuff. And I had to mute myself. Right, so is everyone locked? Just let me know when everyone's locked.
Oh.
Did you answer twice just to misspell it, Paul? Twice?
Yes.
Yes, yes, like I did.
All right, yeah.
Second auto correct.
Framer. Framer.
All right, we got it, dude.
Just tell me you got it wrong. Be easier.
Mm-hmm. Right, what's the answer, man? What's the answer?
The answer is femur.
All right.
William got it wrong, yeah?
Yeah, William got it wrong. And out of all the people that we had listed there, that's all that has it wrong. Hey, Therese, we're doing the trivia just started. Just throw a one in the comments if you want to play with us, man.
Where is Shorty go? Did she leave? She was playing 1 minute. She put a one in.
Yeah, she's 99.
She had a phone call.
She had a phone call. Okay, leave her in. Okay.
Yeah. That's why I tell you who got it right instead of who got it wrong, because you never know who left. You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay, then. Sorry, boss.
I know. It's okay.
Go ahead.
Number two.
I'm ready.
Okay. So, who is credited with the invention of the telephone? Who is credited with the invention of the telephone?
Why you gotta put his first name, Rhonda? That ain't his name. His first name's Alexander. Just letting you know. Edison's first name is Thomas.
Well, hey, I'm sorry.
Edison's first name is Thomas.
Well, you fucking sunk that one, did you, Russ?
And I guess I get half a point.
I didn't say that was the right answer. I just said that the answer she gave was wrong.
No, no, no. What's that, Marcioni? Who the fuck's Marcioni?
It's Marconi. They make telephones. They're
You know, like the radio Marconi Awards.
Yeah.
What's a huge thing at radio the Marconis? Radio.
Yeah.
Hey, Daddy Hall, for doing the trivia, man. Welcome to join in with us. We're on question number two. Who is credited?
We have two questions in.
Who is credited with inventing the telephone? If you want to just throw your answer in real quick. Give me a second to do so. Or you can just jump in on the next question. It don't matter, whichever. Oh, there it is. You got it. All right,
go ahead. There we go. Okay, so
what's the answer?
The answer is Alexander Graham Bell. So anyone who got close, yeah, I'll give it to you.
All right, Lucky got it. Rhonda got it. Nightingale got it. Shane got it. Paul got it. And Daddy Hoff got it. I don't know what William was saying. He's radio, not telephone. But they do make telephones, huh? Sue said so.
Right. Let me know when, Sue, let me know when you've tallied
ready
up.
Ready?
Yep, okay. So the next question is, who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel? Who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel?
Shep's not in here, Nightingale.
Yeah, I was just going to let it go. What's the answer?
What? Everyone answered. The answer is Michelangelo, whatever the fuck his name is.
Michelangelo.
Michelangelo. Mm. Michelangelo. Mm. Yeah, Michelangelo. That Shane said. Shane got it right. Daddy Hoff got it right. Paul got it right.
Michelangelo.
William got it right. Nightingale got it right. And Lucky Me got it right.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
Right. Pardon me. Pardon me again.
Eight and a half, mate. That one.
Thanks, mate. Thank you. Nice. Thank you very much. Right. In which year did the Chernobyl nuclear disaster occur? So, in which year did the Chernobyl nuclear disaster occur? Put your answers in the comments. What does 7.5 mean? You can't.
That was your burp.
Oh, sorry. Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Like year seven.
Sorry,
and
I looked at the comments too late. I apologize.
Hey, poor dude.
I looked at the comments too late.
We're playing trivia, man. Feel free to jump in and answer.
Sorry, man.
If you want to play, the question is, when did the Chernobyl nuclear accident happen? And that's the question we're on now, 4Q, if you want to play. Just throw your answer in the comment.
You can't put two in Nightingale. You have to put one in. It's a fucking trick question, though. Brat. No, you gotta put one in. What the fuck? If we all put two answers, that'd be like, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
You want to play 4Q? You want to throw an answer in?
All it tells me is that you googled it and then you met out that you didn't really know and then you put 86. If you want to know the truth.
4Q said a long time ago. Oh, all right.
Okay, brilliant answer. So we got all our answers.
Yeah,
sweet. So the answer is 1986.
Paul and Nightingale got that right.
Paul Nightingale, yeah.
Who else?
I couldn't remember.
1951.
It was no, you see the fucking chats.
Bit before your time, Shane.
I'm not going to say who had that answer, so... but 1951.
We all know.
It's a good year, 4Q game.
But 4Q put a stupid answer, so he didn't really answer.
Is he playing the future or not? Is he just...
I don't know. You'd have to put a 1 in the chat.
Okay. Yeah, you're playing, right, 4Q? Just put a 1 in the chat real quick so we know you're playing.
No Googling, Nightingale. No Googling.
Nightingale? Okay, so we're not Googling Nightingale. And
all right, cool. So we're ready for the next one.
Yeah, and 4Q is playing.
Can I just check with Russell? Daddy Hoff was wrong.
Yeah, everybody was wrong. Everybody was wrong but Paul and Nightingale.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. The next question is, are we ready?
Yes.
Okay. Which novel begins with the line, "Call me Ishmael"? Put it in the chat.
No one put the Quran.
Gonna go with the
Money Dick.
God bless. God.
Shelby's copying and pasting.
No, I'm not. Freaking spell check.
When you spelled money, dick.
Copy and paste it.
Classic. Lucky's phone won't let her put.
No, that's brilliant. That
there
funny.
You go.
That's funny. That's funny.
Funny. All right, there we go. Funny.
Right. Yeah, everyone answered?
You're all wrong.
What do you mean, for fuck's sake?
Yeah, you're all wrong. Yeah, the answer is the Quran.
No.
What?
Oh shit. Right.
Yeah.
That's it. What the fuck? Right.
What is the answer?
The Quran.
Right, so has everybody answered the fucking question?
Yes. We're just waiting for you.
Okay. Alright. The answer is Moby Dick. Yeah.
All right, so Lucky got it right. Rhonda got it right. Nightingale got it right. Paul got it right. William and Shane got it right.
William and Shane, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No Daddy Hoff, no.
No Daddy Hoff, no Fork You.
Right. Okay, ready.
Are you fucking ready?
Yes.
Okay. So, in Greek mythology, who is the goddess of wisdom and warfare? So, in Greek mythology, who is the goddess of wisdom and warfare? Put it in the comments. Yes, I like it.
Oh, it's a husband and wife discrepancy here. Now we know they're not copying. Shane, luckily, got taken off.
I never copy.
Eddie, they're like, I don't know what you're on about. Here we go. So, has everybody answered?
Let's see. Yeah, I think so.
Two, how many questions are we in as well after when we do the answer?
Yeah.
This is six question, Kat.
Okay, that's cool.
All right, what's the answer, bud?
Right, so, Athena.
All right, Nightingale got it. Shane got it. Rhonda got it right. Paul got it right. And William got it right.
Nice.
All right, we're ready for the next question. But when he reads the answer, Sue, if you can just check and see who's right real quick. I got to go inside and kill this wasp.
Okay, no worries. Right. I'm ready. When Cat is ready, no problem.
I can wait. Is it, what, should I do it?
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay, which element has the chemical symbol W? It's a
fucking phone call now. Don't worry.
I'll say it again. So which element has the chemical symbol W? Put it in the comments.
Thank you.
Crash, do you want to play? Do you want to play the trivia? Put a one in the chat if you do.
We're only up to 57. If you want to play, Crash, put one in.
Put a one in the chat if you want to play. Put a one in the chat if you want to play. Cool. So I'm going to ask you the question again. So, Crash, and to everyone else, so which element has the chemical symbol W? Put your answer in the comments, please. It don't matter.
Right, not again.
Just try and just guess. You know, anyone who says they ain't got a clue, just try and guess. That's all it is. Just go for it. That's all that matters. Mike, Leon, do you want to play a trivia? Put a one in the chat if you do. If you don't, then by all means, you can more than likely say no problem, but if you want to play, then yeah. Oh, no, okay, no problem. So anyway, everyone put your answers in the comments. Has everyone answered, sir?
1 second, I'll tell you.
Okay, thank you.
Nightingale, you got an answer? Nightingale.
Can you give us an answer, man?
Okay, brilliant. Crash, I was only really need to remind you about the trivia. You told me to remind you. That was all. All right, Crash, you answer.
Are we ready?
Yeah, what's the answer, please, Kat?
So the answer is tungsten.
Oh, okay. Oh, G got it right.
Okay. I work with tungsten every day.
Did you know the answer, though?
Oh, I did know the answer.
I'll let you off then.
Come on now. Don't be stupid, man.
Hang on, I've got to do two jobs at a minute. Krypton. Well, it's been answered.
Crash. Just Crash and Paul G got it.
Oh, thanks, Shane. Thank you. Yeah. It's hard trying to do it on your own.
Right, are we ready?
Yeah.
Thank you, Shane.
No.
Right. So, what is the only planet in our solar system that rotates clockwise? So what is the only planet in our solar system that rotates clockwise? Put your answer in the comments. You know, it sounded like a retard saying that.
I sound a bit retarded anyway tonight.
Oh, yeah, I'm fucked. But, mate, I've been a bit of a mad one. You know where I've been. You know what I've done. So, yeah. Don't even go there, man.
My brain.
I'm fucked, man. Like, I'm knackered. I'm absolutely knackered. I'm telling you. But it's okay. It's all good.
Let's get some answers in, people. Cool. Let's get some answers in.
Cough your lung up, you cunt. Go on, you
hey everybody, Mike, you gonna play? Chris, you wanna play, man? Just put an answer in the chat.
Mike said no, you don't wanna play.
The hell is that, Mike?
Fucking horrible.
You gotta play, man.
Horrible.
You can't win the middle t-shirt.
Fucking horrible.
And the Illuminated Brilliance of Cap shirt if you don't fucking play, man. Yeah.
So is everyone, what are we doing?
I bet you did, Nightingale. I bet you did, girl.
Has everyone answered?
I mean, what better koozie to keep your beer cold in than the middle koozie.
So what is the only planet in the solar system that rotates clockwise? Has everyone answered?
Yeah. I think we got all the answers we're going to get, brother.
Okay, so the answer is Venus.
Oh, wow. After me.
So Lucky got it.
Yeah.
Crash got it. Paul.
Yep.
Rhonda.
Yep.
Shane.
Yeah.
That's it.
No, Nightingale,
no. Nah, she's over there fucking Jupiter.
Right, ready?
Oh, give me a second.
Your voice is getting deeper and deeper as you're getting more and more tired.
How are you doing?
Hey now. Right, listen. How you doing?
Shut up, you.
What is the name of Homer's eldest daughter in The Simpsons? I say again. What is the name of Homer's eldest daughter in The Simpsons?
Eldest means oldest.
I've never watched it in my life. I wouldn't have a clue.
The Simpsons. Come on, man. That was fucking class, bro. You can't even go there. No, you're a cunt, man. No, you can't. You can't even say that. How can you not see The Simpsons?
I swear on my life, I've never watched it, ever.
No fucking way.
It's American shit. I don't watch American shit.
Nah, it's different, bro.
Alright, what's the answer, Kevin?
The kid, man. Go. Shit, sorry. Lisa.
Alright, so Shelby got it right. William got it right. Nightingale, Shane, and Crash got it right. And then Paul and Lucky Me got it right. And that's all that's got it right.
Okay, we're ready for the next one. What question we are now?
Number 9, sorry, Cat.
Okay, thank you. No, yep, brilliant.
Number 9.
Right.
Number 9.
Here we go. Yeah, here we go. So, when did World War II begin? When did World War II begin? I want everything on this one.
What, the actual date or just the month and date of is adequate?
Date.
The date and the month. Or the actual full date.
As long as it comes really good close.
And the month and the year then. Adequate, yeah.
Yeah. Let me know when everyone answers.
Yeah, I think we got the answers in.
Okay. Yep. Right, so the question was, when did World War II begin? The answer is September the 1st, 1939.
Mm. All right,
so, we accept September 39,
can't
we? Yeah. Yeah, William put 19.
We can accept any, if you like 4Q, put October, but he still got it right in my eyes because he put 39, so you can't knock that. I'd allow that. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, without fail.
Yeah, give it to William and Crash and Paul and 4Q and
Hold on. Jesus Christ, I don't get that close. Yeah, go.
4Q and Shane. That's the last two, yeah.
Yep.
That's it.
Nightingale?
No.
She got it right, didn't she?
No.
I thought she did.
She said 1940.
Oh, sorry. Beg your pardon. Sorry, Nightingale. Sorry, love. Tried to cheat, but none of that. Rhonda, did she get it right?
I don't even think she answered. She dropped off.
Are we ready for the next question?
I think she had it.
Yeah, hang on, Pat.
Yeah, we got scoring. You, Crash.
Okay. I'm ready.
Which two colours make up the flag of Denmark? Which two colours make up the flag of Denmark?
Crazy lady, are you joining in or not? Mike, and you're not playing, is it? You playing now?
Mike answered no. Yeah, I'm crazy. Put an answer in.
Sausage.
Crazy playing now, is he? Is she?
Yeah.
Okay.
What you doing, baby?
I'm on your side.
In a little bit.
To go there, lay down with mommy.
No.
Huh?
I'm doing a podcast with Mr. Caps. Mr. Caps.
Just guess 4Q. Have a guess.
Because he's my buddy.
No.
Yeah.
He's
not. Yeah.
He's my buddy.
Oh, he's your buddy? Oh, my bad.
Oh, bless her.
Oh. Hello, Madison.
You say hello, Madison. You gonna say hello to your buddy?
I love you, Madison.
Say hi. He said, I love you, Madison.
Oh. Cute.
She threw a flower at you. I don't know.
She's so cute. Oh.
I think we got all the answers.
Yeah. Okay. So the answer is red and white.
Red and white.
Red and white.
Denmark. Yes. What country was it?
Denmark, yeah.
Oh, well, Sweden was Denmark.
Crash and Paul got it. And Mike Leon. And that's it.
Okay, thank you. Right. Where he comes.
Alright. So. We just want to see the screen.
For fuck's sake. Good job you ain't at work tomorrow, innit?
Which musician is the godmother of Elton John's son? So which musician is the godmother of Elton John's son? Your names and shit.
Queen. Oh, what you that's Freddie Mercury, for fuck's sake, is a bloke.
Paul said the whole band.
Nah, I meant the Queen of England, really.
Oh, the Queen of England. Oh, okay. Elton John is the Queen of England.
No, it's Sir Elton John now, ain't it?
Yeah, yeah, he's a sir. Yeah, he got
it's
knighted.
Just three letters. It's yeah, just three letters.
He's a knighthood, yeah, yeah. Oh,
man.
Defender of the kingdom, Elton John. That's funny.
Have a guess, Bill. Just guess. Have a guess, mate.
Cher.
Just guess, bro. What the fuck is wrong with your guess? Just fucking guess, motherfucker, man. You started talking. Well, just give me an answer in the chat besides no idea. Just give me an answer. Oh, fuck. There you go. All right, we got the answers. Let's see who it is. Well, the fucking answer is Lady Fucking Gaga.
So Crash and Crazy are the only two to get that.
Crash and Crazy did it right. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
My real answer was, who gives a shit, but, you know.
Learning all the time.
Yeah, you'll get it soon. You'll get it soon, Paul. Don't you fucking worry. Pardon me. Right, are we ready for the next fucking question?
Yes. Oh, that's on my ear then. That was a niner.
Fuck, sorry. Yes. So, which American road runs from Chicago to Los Angeles? I'm not trying to make them too hard, you know. Oh, cool. Let's see how it goes. What question were on anyway?
That was question 13.
Oh, we go to 15 and then we'll fucking we'll do the fucked up ones.
Yeah. So you want 25
Yeah. Yeah. You see what you reckon, yeah?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Cool.
What's the question?
Okay, the question is whether or not you know how to be quiet.
No one's asked
the question. Oh. Sorry, sorry. You can call in, Chris. It doesn't matter. You're just on the chat and the panel anyway, so. It doesn't help, Crash, when you type
right, in
Time Madison in between the answers to the questions.
Are we ready?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. What's the answer?
Is everyone answer?
There you go.
Yeah.
It's Route 66.
Anyone get it wrong?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think everybody answered.
Are we ready for the next one?
Not Shane, did they? No. No.
Yeah, let me tell you who answered.
Yeah, neither did Bill.
Shane answered.
Or William.
Shane answered. Crazy answered. Lucky answered.
Yeah.
Nightingale answered. Paul answered. And Crash answered.
Rhonda didn't answer.
Nah, I think she got
William
didn't
answer.
I think Rhonda got
Yeah, call. William didn't answer.
Right.
No, he never heard the question. Well, I think his hearing aid died.
Oh, okay. So William didn't get it either. Okay, all right.
Are we ready for the next one?
Yeah, next.
Hold on.
No, hold on.
One sec. Yeah, okay. Yep.
How many wisdom teeth does an average adult have?
Ooh, I got it. What?
Crash, what keeps happening to you, love? You keep going in and out.
Listen to me. That was funny.
That was funny, yeah. That was funny, crazy.
Well, is this the last question after this?
All right, what's the answer, bud?
No, you got one more after this.
Get a good one. 15.
Why would you make it 16?
The answer is 4.
17. Yep. Everybody got that correct.
Alright, so Lucky got that. Well, not everybody answered. Lucky got that right. Shane got that right.
Ooh, Shane, good job, Shane.
William got it right. Crazy got it right.
Artie.
Thank you.
Nightingale got it right. 4Q got it right. Mike, Leon, and Paul.
You got it, Paul.
And Crash.
Paul got it 4 times.
Thanks, Madison. I needed your help. Got it. Done it. One more question, Caps.
Okay. Right. Are we ready?
We're ready, yeah.
So, how many oceans are there on Earth? Put your answer in the chat. How many oceans are there on Earth?
Your mama do a high dive into the ocean, bro. It would look like Mars. There wouldn't be no oceans left. Let it sit. Stew on it. I think we have all the answers, my friend.
All right. The answer is 5.
Alright, so Mike Leon got that right. William got that right. Shane got that right. Nightingale got that right. And I don't know if I should count Crash or not because she came in at the end. I think she got kicked out. But yeah, Crash got it right.
The Arctic Ocean.
It's the Arctic, it's like the Indian, the Atlantic, the Pacific, and the the Baltic's not an ocean. It's the Atlantic.
Pacific, well, they all come out that big for one.
It's the Atlantic, Pacific, Indian, Arctic, and Antarctic.
Yeah, that's what I said, didn't I?
Yeah.
So
we're doing another question. We're done.
Are we ready for the next one now?
You ready, Sue?
No, I'm not, because all I keep hearing is Crazy talking over you every time you give me the answer. Daddy Hoff, did you get it right or wrong?
No, Daddy Hoff's not in here.
Right, he's gone, is he?
Yeah.
Right, 4Q, gone.
4Q,
and Crash, did she get it right or wrong?
Crash got it right.
You got it right. Okay, I've got everybody, thank you.
Okay.
Oh, 1 minute, Mike, he got it right, didn't
he? Yeah, Mike Leon got it right, yep.
And Crazy got it wrong?
So, is
that... Crazy,
I got it wrong.
She got it wrong, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's 15, Caps. If you want to do your 10...
Yeah, right, here we go.
Hey, Lizzie,
so,
how you doing?
The next question is, How many different names has Rhonda had on Podbean / Discord? Is it A, 2, B, 3, or C, 4? Put your answers in the comments.
Are you playing, Lizzie, or not? It's the last 10 questions coming up, Liz. If you want to go in, I can put you in. No fucking about, Lizzie.
All right, I got all the answers in caps.
Okay. So the answer is 4.
Alright.
Oh,
so Crash got that right. William got that right.
William got it right.
Shane got it
Shane
right.
Got it right.
Lucky me got it right. That's it.
Okay, everyone, let me know when you're ready, sir.
Did Lucky say 3? I thought Lucky said C. Lucky says C. That's 4.
Yeah, that's right. C was 4. So she got it right, too.
Hey, welcome in, sister. We're playing. Let's go. Just let us know. Put a 1 in the chat.
It doesn't work like that, William. It doesn't work like that, love. It's A, B, or C.
Have you set the scores?
Random. Yeah, I've done it, Gav. No. It don't work like that, William.
Okay, the next question is, what does Shep like to do first?
Hey, I'm a dog.
Is it A, bidet? Is it B, shave? Or C, shit? Put your answers in the comment.
We'll have to detail. We'll have to detail the why and wherefore to why he does it.
Alright, I think I got all the answers.
Yeah, he needs a special needs nightingale. Trust me.
The answer is answer is B.
Oh.
Shave.
He does no shave way. Shit B-Day, apparently. Shave shit B-Day.
Well, he shits on the B-Day. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know what the hell, where else you shit at. But yeah, he's shitting on the B-Day.
Yeah, sometimes he likes to just bail where he shits.
Anyway, he said he likes to shave first, so.
Wait, well, we took all the answers in.
Yeah, I don't know. Did anybody get it right?
Nobody got it right.
Okay, brilliant. So, what is Russell's order of importance in his life? Is it A, weed? Is it B, family? Or is it C, God? Put your answers in the chat.
You can't say crazy. Your first answer.
Is everyone answered?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think okay, so the answer is C.
What?
It's God.
What order is it, Russell? Come on, confess.
God, weed, family. God, weed, family. Yeah. Yeah. So Shane got her.
I don't need the bird. Oh my.
It's God, weed, family. And Shane got it right. Lucky got it right. William got it right. That's it.
Well, are we ready for the next question?
Yeah, go on. I can carry on.
How many teeth does Paul have? Is it A, 4? Is it B, 12? Is it C, 0? Put your hands in the comments. I'm sorry, Paul. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Paul.
How many do I got in the cup, though? You didn't say they had to be enough.
Are you kidding me? Fucking brilliant.
I think we got all the answers we don't get.
Yeah. So the answer is zero.
Yeah, so Nightingale got it right. Lucky got it right. Crazy got it right. Paul got it right.
I hope
obviously,
so.
Obviously. Shane got it right.
Oh my God.
Are you kidding me?
What was Crash's answer? Is 0. I don't know what A was. What was A?
A was 1. Yeah, she didn't get it right.
Okay.
All right, are we all done?
So, isn't it?
Okay.
Ready for the next fucking question?
Sorry, did William get it right or wrong?
He got it wrong. He said 12.
Okay. Right, ready, Cap. Sorry.
All right, so what does Caps like to take to his movie nights? Is it A, popcorn? Is it B, ice cream? Or C, a Pringles tube?
I know you too well.
Anybody else gonna answer? Anybody else gonna answer? Any more answers? Any more answers? Going once, going twice. Alright, what's the answer, Caps?
It's Pringles chew.
Pringles chew. Alright, so Crazy, Shane, William, Nightingale, Lucky Me, and Paul.
Right, are we done? Are we ready to?
Yes.
Right. South Oz liked to wear the least? Is it A, clothes? Is it B, shoes? Or is it C, a gimp suit? Put your answers in the comments.
No, you don't like to wear anything, love.
Jimmy, when? Well, I ain't seen this.
I am. I'm a nightingale. She wears very little.
Did everyone answer?
Yeah. I think so.
So the answer is B.
Alright, so crazy. Shoes. Crazy, get that right. 4Q, get that right. 4Q's been really bad.
Yeah, he was on the same show, 4Q, as me.
Crazy, get that right. That's it.
Right then, we're ready for the next one.
We are.
Right then, so what would George be more proud of? Is it A, baseball? Is it B, chat up lines? Or is it C, his looks? Put your answer in the comments.
When he says chat up lines, he means pick up lines for all you Americans out there.
Yeah.
Everyone answered or what?
Yeah, I got six answers. Yeah, let's roll again. See if I get any more. Yeah, there we go.
So the answer is A, baseball.
All right, Lucky and Shane and Nightingale. Got that right.
Okay. So you ready for the next question?
Jesus Christ, you're going to blow my fucking ears off.
You ready for the next one?
I give that one a 9.
Yeah, we give that one a 9.
Fuck.
The other half. 9 and a half.
Are you ready for the next fucking question?
Question 23, shut up.
Alright, so Nightingale is known for what on pod? Is it A, her speeches? Is it B, writing? Or is it C, singing?
Nightingale, I wanted to put yourself in the movies, but you wouldn't let me put that, by the way.
Speeches? Like, giving speeches?
Speeches. B was writing and C was singing.
I know, I was going to put that, but I was told not to.
What's your answer, Nightingale? Yeah, answer your own question.
Oh, well, we know that bit. That wasn't included, Nightingale. They wouldn't let me put it on there.
I don't even know what that means. Oh, come on, just answer the question.
Yeah, what's your answer, Nightingale? What's your answer? A, B, or C? C. All right, so what's the answer, Kev?
Okay, cool. So the answer is C.
Singing.
Yeah, so Shane got that right.
Okay.
Paul got that right. Lucky got that right. William got that right. 4Q got that right. And Nightingale got that right.
Okay. Done.
Mm-hmm. Did you get it right?
What?
Crazy lady did.
Crazy lady didn't answer.
Thank you, crazy. Thank you.
Right. No, so crazy did
the
answer.
Next question.
I'm sorry, crazy did answer. I just missed it. Yeah, crazy got it right.
So the next question is what would William prefer to be doing? A, waving flags. B, being in the woods with a deer. Or C, sat on his patio surrounded by beer cans.
Lucky said.
Lucky me.
All right, what's the answer, Cap?
Can't take that.
That's everyone answers. Yeah, right. The answer.
Yeah.
It's C. The answer's C.
Yeah, I ended up wondering it because.
So William got it right. Nightingale got it right. Mike Leon got it right. Crazy Lady got it right. Paul got it right. And Shane got it right.
Right. Right. Everything done? Yeah. One more question. This is the last question, people. Right. And if it comes to a draw, we have to pull out questions to even it out. So the last question is, Ash's hairline resembles what? A, Burger King. B, Wendy's. Or C, McDonald's.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Seven answers.
Yeah.
There we go. Are we done?
Yeah.
So, let's see. It's McDonald's.
Alright, Lucky got that right. Paul got that right. Shane got that right. Shane answered twice.
It's just making
No, that's it. Okay, yeah.
Mike Leon.
Yeah, Nightingale was wrong.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. I got it.
So you're gonna have to do me the favor, man. You tell me the 1, 2, 3.
Okay. So I'm gonna go with third place first.
Okay. Yeah, please. No, Russell, on your claps.
Yeah.
Third place was Lucky Me with 16 points.
Oh, nice. Congratulations.
Well done.
Second place was Paul with 18 points.
Wow.
And the number one winner this week, which is, I'm glad they're back, was Shane with 19 points.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Amazing. Brilliant. It's amazing. Well, you know what? Absolute brilliant.
Great show.
Show. Man. I love you all and congratulations to you. And yeah,
thank you. Later.
The Cuban cigar's on its way, the t-shirt's on its way, isn't it?
You're gonna get a Illuminated Brilliance of Caps t-shirt, you're gonna get the middle t-shirt, and you're gonna get a Cuban cigar and a bumper sticker for the middle.
Wow, hey, man, serious, fucking brilliant, man.
Hey, thank
brilliant.
You, man. Wow.
You've done amazing.
Yeah, just Discord me a place I can get that stuff sent to, and we'll work on getting it sent to you.
Yeah, seriously, I've got to do my part and send that Cuban cigar. I've got it ready for you, though. Yeah, it's perfect.
All right, bro.
Yeah, fat awesome. As fuck as well.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for playing, man. Thanks for playing. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what it's all about. Right, well, I'm going to fuck off. I fucking absolute brilliant today. Thank you, everyone, for the party.
Are you fucking off over to Rocket League?
I'm going up Rocket League, mate. Don't fuck around with me.
I'll catch you guys later.
Yeah, yeah. All right, everybody, appreciate you for being here. If anybody wants to come hang out with us over at Discord, we will be playing some Rocket League. So you're all welcome to come join us there. If I don't see you there, I will see you later tonight at 10. And if I don't see you there, I hope you have a beautiful rest of your weekend. We will be back Monday at 10 a.m. for the new middle, me and Caps, where we take mainstream headline news and we stick it straight up their ass. It's the middle, so come join us. And it's going to be good stuff, man. Really good stuff.
I hope you join.
We're going to have sports, weather, news talk. And of course, it's me and Caps. So there's no other reason to show up and hang out with me and Caps. Why wouldn't you?
Bring things to the table. The middle is so you can bring things to the table.
That's right. Yeah.
And that's the whole point. So, this is like the middle of a fucking massive table, you know, and we're all a part of it. So, this is the whole point. And we've got an hour or two to be able to show that. And hopefully everyone comes in and participates because we're all friends and we're a community. And that's the whole point of being on that table. So thank you for listening. And I love you all. And have a lovely night. God bless.
Later, my friends.